How you doing? Welcome back. It's been a while.
It has.
Yeah.
Seven long days.
A lot can happen in 7 days.
Yes, it can.
Yeah. You get some opinions about stuff that you embark on.
Mm-hmm.
You get some creative direction of what you're trying to do. And all this is related to the podcast, by the way. So it's really nothing else.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
A lot can really change.
Yeah.
Gives you more insight into what it is you're doing.
Absolutely. All right. So welcome to Randoms, the podcast, where like-minded people like myself and Bubbles share our takes on different things. You too could, you know, share stuff along the way. And we try to create a community. That's what it's all about here.
Yes.
Yeah. And community creation, creating a community is very, very difficult nowadays, be it from work, any other social setting, neighborhood. It's not the easiest of things to do. I don't know about you, but nowadays, trying to make friends with people is one of the hardest things to do. And we are trying to like get into that circle, safe space where people have just created their own walls. And we want to get into that space and see how best we can also be part of it.
Yeah,
how
definitely.
How crazy is that?
I think that a lot of times, especially the older we get now, I think more like-minded people we're all spread out.
Yeah.
We're all doing things that we want to do.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to try and find the people that you can really connect with, like in a authentic way, mm-hmm. in a real way, so that you can be yourself and not feel judged and really get the best out of each other and give the best of yourself to somebody else.
Yeah.
I'll say this I'm at a place where I love the people around me.
Yeah.
I love my friends. I love my family. I love my circle and I trust it. But I feel like I would like to make more friends, you know, but where do you start? Work is definitely not the place to start for me.
You can make friends at work?
No!
Why not? You spend a bulk of your time at work. So
definitely.
Why not create, I'm not saying everybody should be your friend, but just have that 2 people at the most that you can call friends.
I will say I've been in the formal sector for over 10 years now.
Yeah.
And I think I've only made one friend where I can say, okay, cool.
And you can call this person up over the weekend. So yeah. Let's catch up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think most of it is a little bit difficult when you're trying to be open about people. When I think what I've seen is that I'm not very close with people in my office,
mm-hmm.
but I know people's business. Not mm-hmm. the people in the office, the other people who they're friends with. I should not be able to know people's business, you know?
Yeah.
Which in turn tells me about how that interaction is going to go.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can't open up because, you know, people are going to do this and that. And so it already eliminates a huge place where people are able to make friends. And I know every work situation is not the same because I have friends who have close friends from their work.
From their workplaces.
And I really envy that. But like for me, it's like, oh, man, me, it's the environment.
Is this environment made up of peers? And when I say peers, is like age mates or maybe the age range amongst your workmates is too vast such that you can't connect to a point of calling each other friends.
I think maybe that's the big problem.
Mm.
We are not the same age, which is expected in a workplace.
Yeah.
But we're not the same age. We don't have the same experiences. We don't. And also, I have an interest in getting to know maybe, oh, you guys went through this and that, but there's a little twinge of like judgment sometimes when you talk about something, about how you feel. Maybe if you're talking about a social event,
yeah.
even whatever's going on, you know, whatever's going on in the world, and you try and throw it in to see how people are going to react to it. And you're just like,
it's just
gosh, yes.
Wrong audience.
They are. You're thinking it's funny. And they're like, oh, how could they? This is wrong. And you're like, oh, oops. Okay.
It's hilarious.
I guess this is not, this is not my crowd.
Yeah.
This is not it. So I guess maybe we just have different vibes. So that's a huge thing to eliminate, like you said, because we spend a lot of time there.
Mm-hmm.
But now where do you go?
Yeah.
You know?
And that's what I was going to get to. How do you get to a point where you start finding new friends and you're being deliberate about this?
Yeah.
Do you go to these events that are organized? Time and again, there's always a food market. Yeah. When you look up what's happening in your space, food market is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just go to a club, a chill spot, and randomly walk up to a table and say, "Hi guys, I want to be friends.
Y'all look nice. Yeah. I like your vibe, your energy, and I feel like I can, you know, jump in." Now, let's imagine someone did that to you and your friends.
Awkward.
Are you going to say, okay?
Are you
going to
invite them?
Come, no. Bubble, sit down. No.
Yeah, nah. Serious backlash they're going to get. So those are some of the problems that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
The starting point. Like, where do I begin with making friends? Like, where's the start point with this quest that I'm embarking on?
I know that when I went back to school, like I mentioned in the last episode, I was able to speak to a few people who, you know, I think that I was able to make some friends, but it's not, you know, not the kind of, they're great people.
Yeah.
And I can speak to them once in a while, but they're so busy also and all of that. But I'm talking about like your friend, like an actual friend.
But also, like I said, the intentionality about it all should speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're committed to making new friends, you will be so deliberate about it. You'll come up with ways of getting to know somebody and being in a space where they can actually call you a friend. Because once or twice, it will just be, "Hey, man. Hey, girl." They don't even know your name. Yeah, you did introduce yourself, but it will just end at that. There's nothing else that will, it won't go beyond, or it won't go to a point where you can actually call that person your friend. So, yeah. But I also feel like, I don't know, the older we get, it's very difficult to make somebody you can actually call a friend. Like, it goes back to after grade 3. For me, I'm taking it that far back. Like, after grade 3, there are very few people that I can actually call my friends.
You cannot tell me that after grade 3 you sit and you were like,
"This is my circle.
These are my people."
These are my, and if I look back, did I
not change schools?
I did change schools, but yeah, that was way past grade 3, and I'm like, yeah, these are people I went to school with. They're not really my friends.
Back then, you're writing letters back to your friend to say, "Guy,
sent a messenger."
I used to send messages. What's going on here?
But you see, and that's what I'm saying. Like, the foundation goes that far back.
Mm-hmm.
It's below grade 3 or nothing. Yes, afterwards, I knew you. Like, oh yeah, this is my boy. That's about it.
Okay.
Probably years later, at this point now, we've lost touch.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's just it. But my people, by grade 3, are still my people.
That's okay.
And that's all just right. Like,
you,
1, 2 people.
You're intentional about it. Yes, from grade 3.
Like this. Well, I wasn't intentional, well, but I just realized along the way that I don't think I've actually made diehard friends past that stage of my life. It's just people that I've come across in my life. And once in a while, I acknowledge their presence, but they're not my go-to people.
I'd like to side note that I met Mitch.
Oh, wait,
in 2014. So you're suddenly telling me that, hey,
you're not my friend.
You're
my people like that.
Didn't know you in grade 3. You're not my friend.
But no, but my point is, it becomes very difficult for you to make lifelong bonds in the circle of friendship beyond a certain point in your life.
I agree.
Yeah, that's why it was very easy because, okay, maybe it was a stretch with grade 3, but it was very easy then. You just rock up playground or wherever it is you're going to meet, exchange toys, or just hold hands, and you become buddies for life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, very, very difficult.
It is.
I could get you a couple of drinks and Still, you won't know my name. I'll still be, hey, man.
Yeah, and sometimes it feels like if you're, like you're saying, you know, the first few times, obviously, it won't be, you won't be able to make that connection with somebody. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it feels like you're forcing things when really you're just trying to put effort into something. You know, sometimes when you're putting in effort into something, it feels like you're forcing it, but you have to.
Yeah.
If it's, if you want an outcome.
And that's where the intentionality comes in. Yeah. Like, you just have to be intentional about things. Nowadays, we're so crazy busy, right? We could make up one or two dates. None of us is going to show up. Well, one of us is not going to show up. But if I'm intentional about it, I will try to find ways of making amends.
Yeah.
And unlike just ghosting somebody who, well, genuinely wants to be your friend.
Yeah. I guess maybe also when it comes to a person like me, like I think I have a, maybe like a little trust thing about what I can tell people, what I can't tell people. So I think that that brings a little blocker also to a friendship because you can feel when someone's not trying to share with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. I get you. Also, it's how do you make this space trustworthy for somebody to come in or for you to enter that space where somebody you feel is going to be trusted? How do you do that? Because you, you brought it up and said, okay, I have to feel comfortable. I have to know that this person can be trusted with this information that I'm going to share with them.
I think it's just a leap you have to take, hey? You know, sometimes if you're going to share maybe your past experiences, maybe a past trauma, maybe a past success that you want to, you know, tell this person about, and now you're like, okay, maybe let me try and tell them this, and then next thing you realize, oh, okay, I can keep telling this person this, maybe because their reaction to all of this is a reaction you were also looking for.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it makes you a little bit closer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think a big telltale sign is when you become friends with somebody or you're trying to become friends with someone and then who they're close to, you start to hear all the stories about them.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, that's a big put off. It's a really big put off. Like, I can't be trying to get to know you. I know that this person's your best friend, but you're coming to me and you're talking really badly about them. I think that's a, like, you've just met
me. Yeah, why are you telling me all this stuff?
You are claiming that that person is your best friend.
Is your person.
And, well, there are a lot of girl relationship friendships that are beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
But there's some where you're like, yeah, no, guys. You guys in this circle, you're lying to each other. Because how am I the outsider knowing everything
and
that's
I'm
going
knowing
on?
All this stuff about you people.
Yeah.
Well, keep a distance. Keep your distance. Maintain your distance. Proximity. It's a proximity problem as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes it very difficult. I think that you have to take a leap if you really want to make those friends, which I do. So, but then you also don't want everybody in your business. I mean, it's a little bit of a dance you have to do, I guess.
So is this something that you are seriously going to embark on? Is it something that you're still open to, given all these challenges that you have to face? Either people are too busy, or you're just overly anxious about meeting new people. There's trust issues coming to play. Is this something that you are still positively looking at? Like, I need to make new friends.
Yeah. I think it also, at this stage of my life, I think it's important to know a wider net of people. I think it helps, you know, you get different views on things because it gets really, you need to like expand your mind and see how other people think and how other, maybe people in other industries think and how people do all of that kind of stuff. I think it's important.
All right, cool. All right, so do share your thoughts with us. We'd like to hear from you, hey. We are on YouTube now, Randoms The Podcast. So catch us on here. And let us know what you would do, you know, in trying to make friends. Is it something that you would actively undertake? Is it something that you would actively pursue? Or I think you're just past that point of making friends. Hit us up. We'd like to hear.
Yeah. And did you actively go out to look for friends as an adult and you found them? And how did you do it?
Yeah, that's very important.
Ikech, please.
Yeah. Is it just one of those, okay, I've got another contact added onto my phone, or am I fully going to utilize this contact and just become friends with them?
Yeah.
Ultimately. and like being ghosted. Chaco has ghosted us. I was waiting.
I wasn't even going to talk about him.
Yeah, but we have to. I know it's a conversation that has to be had.
Speaking of friends.
Yeah, speaking of friends. Friends who ghost you.
So Chaco is supposed to be our third year. And mind here on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And last week he was dealing with an emergency. This week we're not too sure. Yeah. I don't know. So
don't know.
Yeah, he just said that.
Chicken business is a lot. Chicken and potato.
I mean, you don't have to be the chicken. I think he's a little scared. It's fine. It's okay. The water's warm. Come in.
Yeah, come through. It'll be nice. So anyways, we're just trying to let you know that this circle is not complete. There's a link that's missing. We're hoping he'll be here the next time around we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
Even virtually. We're trying to get him on virtually. Like, at least just show yourself. Say you're in the room. Raise your hand and let's acknowledge your presence. But nah, it's just silence. Radio silence.
Oof, man. You know. Anyways, we'll see you when we see you.
Yeah. All right. We keep it moving. What else do you have on the table?
Keep a nice warm seat for him.
Okay.
So there was a phenomenon you wanted to discuss.
Yes.
It's called the safe silence.
Safe silence.
Maybe you can tell us about it, then we can jump right into it.
Okay. So safe silence, from the information that I've heard, is a social phenomenon in a relationship where either partner just chooses to be silent. Because they are pursuing certain things and they ask for this silence whilst you are together. So it could be...
You're like ghosting each other on
not necessarily. No, no, no. So it's you're not ghosting. You're just taking a break to deal with whatever it is that you have to deal with. It could be some work pressure. It could be... a mental issue you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So you get into safe silence mode so that you can channel all your efforts into sorting out that pressure, then get back to your person so that you guys can, you know, just continue having your relationship. So is safe silence something that sounds appealing? Is it something that... more couples should consider safe silence for the positive, because there are two sides to safe silence.
Mm-hmm.
There's safe silence because you probably want to torture your partner emotionally, mentally. You just ghost them. You're not speaking to them and you're not telling them. But the safe silence that we are referring to in this case is the positive safe silence where
you discussed it.
Yeah, you communicate prior to you being silent. And this doesn't require you being quiet days on end. For instance, you're just taking a drive to work, all right? If you share the same car, this person has to psych themselves for their day ahead. If they've got a big meeting, they'll be quiet for that stretch of the drive so that they can get to the office fully locked in and they're able to deliver on that particular task.
Okay, I think maybe I'm starting to understand a little bit more, but are we saying that this could go on for days?
Or no.
It's like for, because if you're talking about the car situation, that I get, you know, if you just try and say, okay, look, maybe this morning, let's just, please, I beg, you know, we'll get back to talking, maybe by afternoon I'll even hit you up.
Yeah.
I get that, but I was thinking that it's like a, like days long kind of thing, like, hey, man.
But you see, that now I think that's bordering on it being negative, because how do you go days on end without speaking to your person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
I think that a safe silence can be good because, you know, sometimes you have to get your mind together. You have to get your mind right. Like you've said, you also have to be able to bounce ideas off of yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might need... there's this thing that my husband always says. He's always, sometimes when he's saying something to me, he's not even looking for a response.
Yeah.
He literally just wants to talk. And you're like, oh, okay, all right. Even though you feel, I always feel like I have the solution.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to be like, that's crazy. And you'd be like, yeah, it is, right? No, that's and all I needed.
That's all.
He's bounced the ideas off of his mind and he can move on. But it, obviously it takes a while before. I think sometimes it's hard to articulate and say, look, I just need some quiet.
Yeah, because
right now.
You don't know how it's going to be received by the other end, the other party, your partner in this case. If I just came and told you, you know what, I'm asking for some silence for now.
I'll tell you right now, if you're going to come at me and say I need some silence right now, it's not happening.
Why?
It's not happening.
Why?
What do you mean? Oh, hey, by the way, I need silence right now. For what?
Yeah.
I get it. I get the concept now. I've heard it. I kind of understand. But like, it's a little hard to hear at first. Because it's like, do I talk a lot? Why? Am my opinions not valued? Or what is it?
So it goes back to how you deliver this.
Yes.
Quest to embark on safe silence.
Yeah.
Like, how am I going to tell my person that, listen, babe, I just need you to be quiet because I need to. More often than not, you need to think. That's why you're asking for silence.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you're saying, the reaction could be, wait, does it mean I talk a lot and whatever it is that I share doesn't carry any weight?
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, you can't just, please, with this phenomenon, guys, you can't just go and say, look, I heard about safe silence. I need that. Instead of going, hey, shut up. I said, this is safe silence. Mitch said.
it's good for a relationship.
It's not going to work. Or in the middle of an argument, you just randomly say, look.
Yeah.
Let's just, no, I think I can understand how that can actually.
So the point is it being safe. All right. It's supposed to be beneficial. So just an overview of this. It's a mutually agreed upon quiet space used for emotional regulation, processing thoughts, or simply enjoying comfortable presence together. That's the third point I was going to get to because we touched on the other two.
Mm-hmm.
We can be together as a partner, as a couple, as partners, but we're not speaking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is wrong. We haven't fought. We haven't argued. It's just safe silence.
But that's quite nice. It's like, you're just comfortable in the, you don't feel the need to try and fill a gap or whatever. I think that's a sign of a healthy relationship also. I think you don't have to always try and fill in a gap, start a conversation about nothing just because you feel awkward around this person.
Yeah.
I think that's a good sign of a relationship also.
All right. So, I think we touched on this as well, how to create safe silence. Communicate your need for silence. All right, you must state it clearly. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I need a break. Not from the relationship, just a pause. Not from the relationship, pause. Like, just.
I think that if you're also not living with your partner, it could come off as trying to take a break from the relationship.
From the relationship.
Which makes people wild out.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Because the moment you hear break, you're like, whoo, whoo,
whoo. Sup.
When muscle, it's time.
Let me go.
Let me show pass. You. Mm. So
but it's bordering on proper communication. So everything in the communication has to state why you are choosing this path, when you intend to come back for us to re-engage. And I think a bit of reassurance. No?
Now, is the person who asked for the safe silence the person who kind of says, okay, we're done now with the safe silence? Because I think now there's going to be like a bit of a power play there now, hey?
Well, it has to be, mutual. I think it's there in the definition. It's mutually agreed upon.
Are you going to say, I only need silence from 8 till 12? Or like, I need to get my thoughts together?
If you're comfortable with it, if your partner is comfortable with it, they should be able to say, okay, maybe 8 to 12 is okay, or reach a compromise.
You see, the problem comes in when you say, I need to get my thoughts together. I don't know how long it's going to take, which is fair because sometimes you can't really say, I'm going to come up with a solution by 12
da,
o'clock.
Da, da, da. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll hit you up when I've done that.
Yeah.
How long am I waiting for you to get your thoughts together?
So is this something that can't work?
It can work.
Based on?
I guess your agreement, but I'm saying that there is an opportunity for an unfair power play here.
No, you have to agree. It's like mutual agreement. Unless you strongly feel that way, but I feel mutuality has to come in when you say, okay, I need us to go on. Not I need us. It's not, it's me. I just need to be quiet. And in me being quiet, I'm also expecting you to be quiet as I do this.
Okay, Mitch. Fine. We've agreed.
Yeah.
We've agreed. Silence, right?
Yeah.
Cool. But you're telling me that I need to do this and I will get back to you when I've sorted out my thoughts. 2 days have gone by.
No, that's a stretch though.
Is it a stretch?
2 days without speaking to your person? Mm-hmm. Like if you are in a good space. So we're not coming from a point of argument, mm-hmm. all right? Everything is okay. I've just got a little bit of pressure that I need to sort out in the immediate now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this thing is happening, so I just need to focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
Please bear with me. I won't be able to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. I get that. I get it. I do. But I'm just seeing the opportunity for taking advantage of this thing, yes. Because now if I see, okay, after a day, my partner has not come up with a solution or hasn't hit me up or whatever when they said that they would after.
Yeah.
And then you hit them up and it's like, oh my gosh, you don't respect.
I told you.
You don't respect me.
This is the thing. Now it creates an avenue for other outlets.
Yes. I told you. Huh? You're disturbing my thoughts.
I'm still thinking.
Exactly. You see?
Nah, so, I mean, surely there must be a way where this thing can work.
I guess maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's not like a full silence. Maybe it's just like, okay, I'll check in on, we can check in on each other, but that's, yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. Again, your thoughts really matter. Safe silence. I strongly feel it's something that could work. Especially if it comes from a good point where you and your partner are just trying to get the best out of each other.
I guess, yeah. But also, I think that I've seen situations where, okay, if we're going to the negative, right?
Mm.
If people break up.
Yeah.
There's people who obviously say, no, we're not going to talk or whatever. Mm-hmm. Others still talk and, they're trying to get over each other and all that. And it's always best to just, I think, cut off the communication,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, if we're moving into safe silence, what about the safe communication? Do you think that having conversations about the concept of closure really do work?
Hmm. Like reaching out to your ex in this case for purposes of closure.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. I don't think so. Cause it creates an opportunity for other things to come up.
Uh-huh.
And it's not necessarily closure that you will get. I feel when a breakup happens, there's so many emotions going on at that point,
mm-hmm.
and a bulk of them could be trying to salvage that relationship. And if you immediately go back for closure, you will not walk away. It's like you're walking back into it,
mm-hmm.
because you will try as much as possible to find a way of
weaseling your way
getting back together, and you find yourself again, committed to that person, back in a relationship. Yo, it's tricky, hey? I just, from your question, yes and no, does it work? No, I don't think it's an avenue that can be taken. I strongly feel that way because human nature, you will be tempted to just stick around and not want to deal with the hurt, with the pain of being away from that person you've recently broken up with.
Yeah, no, I kind of agree, because I think that when you, the moment someone says, I just need closure, my guy, you're trying to rope me back in.
Mm.
Because there's nothing I can tell you that can make you feel better about how someone doesn't want to move forward.
Yeah.
There's nothing anybody can tell you, because you're literally trying to hurt your feelings. Because literally, what if they say, I just don't like your company?
Yeah.
Like, I have no explanation. I just don't like being around you.
Yeah.
That's not even going to, like, you're going to be like, oh, why? You hurt my feelings. You're just being mean. Hana, hana, hana. And then maybe you're just going to use tears to try and draw them back in. But yeah, no, I get that. I get it. I don't think there is room for closure conversations.
I mean, some cases are there where people have gotten that closure because probably you just need answers. Why did you do that? Or why did we end up in this position? Especially if you getting to the point of breakup wasn't, for instance, in person, it was just done over the phone and say, hey, I need to cut you off.
Man.
I don't need you in my life. Then you go and sit down to try to get an understanding. That's closure.
You ghost me, right?
Yeah.
Fine, whatever is going on in your life. Let's say you've been with this person for a few months, few weeks, few whatever.
Yeah.
And then they ghost you. And what answers are you looking for that's going to make sense to you?
Why did you ghost me? What did I do? Because you just want to understand.
I had a family thing going on. Okay, now it's over. I still don't want to be with you. I mean, it's very simple. It's very simple. There's nothing that the person can tell you.
So the concept of closure does not work at all.
I don't think so. I think if anything, you're going to make that person uncomfortable enough to say, let's start something up again for a few days again until...
Guilt them into
a relationship. Something bad happens again. And it's like, look, actually, yeah, it just wasn't working out.
And I told you, you forced me into this thing.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, I agree with, because I said it in the beginning that closure is, it's a far-fetched concept, eh?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
You'd really have to be seeking validation and really seeking answers as to why somebody cannot be with you.
But that's why it's best to have that conversation right when it's ending.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
not
when you're trying to
months end later, not weeks later.
As opposed
but sometimes
to
people need that time away to gather their thoughts
from their safe silence.
Yes. But don't get me wrong. No, I'm not saying safe silence should be used to get out of a relationship.
Okay.
Safe silence should be used to make yourself better and be available for your person in the best way possible.
I was talking about
the plus side of safe silence.
Okay.
Not the negative side. The negative side, yes, that's ghosting, and I think that's not cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're at a place where a lot of people are embracing avoidance. We embrace avoidance right now, hey? The moment something bad happens with your friend, you cut that person off. You're like,
immediately.
Yes, I don't need this in my life. Negative vibes, what? I'm cutting you off.
Yeah.
You know? So a lot of people are embracing just not actually handling your issues. So this could be like an avoidance technique.
Okay.
You go and you say, hey, I just need the safe silence for me to think about this, to sort out our issues, to whatever. Meanwhile,
I don't think you're listening to me. You're not. I'm not saying safe silence.
Stuck on the negative, I'm seeing.
And listen.
I'm seeing.
What example did I? What was the first example I used about safe silence? When
mutual,
to use it?
Mutual.
And where? Like you're caught up. You need to sort out this big presentation at work. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're moving in traffic, and your person just wants to talk.
Yeah.
There's a quiz on the radio and you have to give answers. Like, oh, this is our thing. It's a joint. Yeah. Like, nah, I don't need that today. I need to focus on the big presentation.
Okay.
You get it? So please, babe, listen. I just need you to be quiet. Yo, I can imagine the slap I would receive in the car.
This car is just going, no. This car's done. We are going to turn in this car.
I'm just drop me off right here. Yango.
Why can't you keep quiet in the office? You must keep quiet here.
Yeah, but anyway, so safe silence. Consider it. It's something that could be done.
I mean, yeah, okay, fine, cool.
The positive side. Anyways, we'll come back to it later.
I promise you, I can see it. I can see what you're saying.
Yes!
I can just see too many opportunities.
Don't jump to the negative.
I'm a negative Nelly.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm a negative Nelly. I'm sorry.
Tough.
You see why I can't make friends?
Exactly. You see, you focus on the negative. You focus on the negative. That right there is the reason you cannot find yourself in a space of knowing new people and getting closure for it.
You see, we're finding my issues now.
Yeah.
But we're going to resolve them. It's fine. I will try safe silence. I think, did my husband send you to say this? this seems like you were tasked to gun this idea into my mind.
I'm just trying to pave the way for the future without fighting. Like, okay, let's just take a moment. I want to be with you. Let's just sit in silence, though.
But it boils down to a communication thing. I think that a lot of people take it for granted. And then next thing, if you're doing the silence on your own side, mm-hmm. someone doesn't know what's going on, so they can't really think. Your mind races as to, you know, many ideas as to why this person's keeping quiet. And yeah, you have all these ideas of maybe what's not even happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, true. Third party's in there. Yeah. You think, oh,
why am I being cut out?
Yeah.
Cut off?
Yeah.
Are you keeping me out of this conversation?
Yeah. I think even with the safe silence, you can find yourself thinking that. I think you can start to question, like, is my opinion not valid? Like I mentioned, is it not good enough? Am I not giving you insightful thoughts?
But what should you feel it's all about you? Clearly, this person has said, it's me going through these things and I need a moment to just sort myself out and get into...
But were we? Why are you doing this alone?
One.
Yeah. Maybe it's from a place of concern that I'm, you know?
Not
like, you
I
want to
we.
Help out people that you care about. And whenever it might feel like they're cutting you off for their own betterment. Yeah, it's for their own, you know, good and everything.
Yeah.
But it still does feel, it would feel like it's I'm being cut out of something that you're thinking is important.
But we should do better. We should always positively think about stuff.
Yeah. Definitely.
It shouldn't always be the negative.
You're very right about that.
Yeah, let's try to be positive.
So that's my task for the week.
Yeah.
I'm going to be more positive, and I think that's what's going to make me more friends.
Good luck. I think we should give you a target. Okay. This is, okay, end of September.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So can we give you 3 weeks and we come back and get a report?
3 weeks?
Yeah, to make a friend. Just one friend. And you'd have known this person's favorite color. Their birthday, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Aspirations, getting into 2026. Because these are conversations that we should start having now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, color, birthday.
Your birthday,
aspirations for next year.
What
else?
In the next 3 weeks for me and my new friend.
That's your challenge. That's your random challenge.
Okay.
Yeah. On Random's a podcast.
This is going to be really interesting. Are you...
So when you're coming back to us to give us a report, we need to know where you went to find this friend.
Okay.
Yeah, so location, how you put yourself in a space of getting a friend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then did you do any activities as a way of bonding and getting closer? Because those are some of the things that we have to do as a friend. You have to go to the right places, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Then initiate the conversation. How did you get to open yourself up and invite this person into your space so that you can be friends?
Any no's? Are there any people that you're not going to accept as a new friend?
Somebody you went to school with?
Oh, but that's not fair.
No, there should be... There's so many people. What, we're close to 20 million people in Zambia now?
Yeah, but... Okay.
Take your peek. So many options.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be your workmate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's make it challenging for you. It should be your workmate.
No, it can't.
I think that's better.
No.
That's better.
The challenge is over. Because
random challenge for you is make a friend.
Okay.
Yeah, and we just want to hear from you. Maybe we'll use you as a case study on if you're successful, how to make a friend. If you're not, how not to go about this business.
That is a really interesting challenge, and I'm up for it. Yeah? I'm really up for it, yes.
All right, cool. All the best, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah? I'm going to need it. Please help me out, guys.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you already want to be my friend, please, you could really help me out.
And we're waiting for that.
Yeah.
Some picture evidence too would be nice.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
That you actually did. Even messages, it would be nice. We need some screenshots.
It sounds like you're looking for
receipts.
Proof.
Yes.
You're not gonna make believe things up. Me
we want to
you
see
friend.
You making a friend.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, cool. All right, I guess it's a wrap for today.
It is.
Yeah.
I've got my homework.
Yeah.
And I will report back in 3 weeks.
3 weeks from now is the third week of October?
Yes. Is it three?
It's not the Independence Weekend.
Where are we? Just before
Independence.
The weekend of prayer and fasting.
Ooh, reconciliation.
No, yeah, the day after prayer and fasting.
That's, okay. All right.
Yeah.
You have all the time.
I have a little bit of time. I mean, how do you suppose, you know, it's okay.
Your challenge
starts now.
Let me not
look at challenges. Like you said, let me be positive.
Be positive.
I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do this. I'm going to make a friend.
All the best.
Thank you.
Again. All right. Make sure you follow us on the socials. Randoms the podcast. We're up on YouTube. Oh, this is very, very exciting.
It is. Yeah.
Is that your nervous look?
My nervous smiley look.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, yeah. So do what you have to do. TikTok as well. How's that going?
Look, I am still learning how to cut stuff up, and this also helps. I've been waiting for us to start the visuals so that I can cut it up.
Yeah? Please do. Next time around, we should find ourselves winning awards.
Oh, the pressure. Okay. Oh, we'll see if we're worthy.
Wait, are we content creators or streamers? Shout out to Mr. Zimba, by the way.
I think we need to ask him. He's the expert. We need to ask him.
It's all love. It's all love, people. Yeah. Please, it's all love. But yeah, congratulations to all the winners, eh?
Congratulations.
Looks like it was a
them.
Very, very big night. There's always stuff that's going to be spoken when an event of this nature happens.
And it's still unfolding, which is my favorite part. Uh-huh. I think sometimes the aftermath is a little bit more fun than the actual
thing, hey?
Yeah, so already I'm seeing really funny stuff coming out of it and genuine concerns.
Yeah.
But it's pretty interesting to see.
Deserved or undeserved? Unwarranted. Warranted or unwarranted?
You know what? I can't police how people feel. If they feel those snakes, or if other people were snakes, then I mean, it's how they feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think an event of this nature is good for the bubbling online community in the country?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a really good thing because I think it motivates people to create quality content, not just something that they just want to put out there. And also it helps grow the arts, you know, because there's a lot of things that go into creating those.
I'm on the fence about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that very strange.
I'm
Why?
On the fence about it because based on the point that you've said, it'll push people to, yeah, others will do quality content, but other people will just, again, will just be doing it for the likes, you know, do whatever random stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make reference to one of the, is it Logan or Jake Paul, who went in the sacred forest.
Those guys. Yeah.
And just did some disrespectful stuff.
Mm.
And I'm seeing because of the prize monies that are involved.
Yes.
It's a significant amount of money.
Yeah, it could change
especially
some people's
for
lives.
People who want to get into that space. Number one, the equipment that comes with content creation, quality content creation, is not cheap. So if you need a boost in your quest to get that equipment, I think it's welcome. But I foresee a situation where people would just want to do anything.
I think you're right. I think that there's that issue because I think we've seen the growing trend of explicit videos coming out, yeah. and then next thing, those people use that as a platform to become a content
creator. Yeah, a content creator.
Or the people who start fights with content creators, big content creators, yeah, they have a back and forth. Yeah,
it's like
them.
A leech. You're leeching on somebody's already existing huge platform and, to gain traction.
Yeah, and I don't know why that should be the route that people are taking. It's a lot, you know? I think it's really, why should you bounce off of the negative for you to become this person? Because next thing, all we're going to know is all you do online is look for fights look with for big fights. Content creators so that people can start following you to see what you're saying, you know? I think it's unnecessary, and especially that they go after other people who are not even trying to start fights. They're just trying to create content, but you know people like them, so you're like, I've got a bad story about this person. Which is, it's unflattering. I don't think that's an attractive kind of thing to want to.
So yeah, that's my reason for being on the fence. Otherwise, it's a good thing. I wouldn't want them to be policed. I don't want content creation to be heavily policed or regulated. But to just curtail the possibility of something like that happening, striking a balance. Originality, authenticity. Are you really doing it because you are creative?
Yeah.
Or you're just doing it to pick a fight and gain some traction off somebody else's fame?
I think that's what should be at the forefront. Someone's creativity and how they're putting the stuff together should really be of importance. Not like, is this person always in the center of drama? Is the drama like manufactured or is it? I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes it gets a little bit too much to just see so much negativity on socials because that's literally what they're driving constantly. But I think the awards are good. I think it should be driving a positive side of content creation.
Yeah, and big up to the organizers for pulling it off. We're hoping it sets the stage, no pun intended, for other recognition activities of that nature. Otherwise, that's our time.
It is.
Stay random.